In this talk, we have to look at another side of our humans, which is there's something badly wrong with us. To quote Immanuel Kant, we are the crooked timber. He referred to the crooked timber of humanity. And the human capacity for evil is, of course, simply staggering. We can wreak havoc on this universe like no animal can, including the dinosaurs. And actually, I would argue that even in our capacity for evil, we see something quite remarkable about humans. And there are philosophers and anthropologists who do a lot of work with this. Thomas's article from Hungary reflecting the monstrous capacity of humans for doing bad. Now, this too requires an explanation, this evil in us. And the various accounts that we've been looking at so far, all of them offer explanation for what's wrong with us. Software version, the hardware version, and of course, the biblical account. So I want to look at the three explanations for what's wrong to see how they explain crooked timber, how they explain what's wrong with us. So moving through these fairly quickly, just to give you a feel for it, the software account. Well, this one, in terms of explaining what's wrong, says our default is to the good. We are innately good, but there are factors external to us that make us go bad. Now, this was a view of the 18th century Swiss-born philosopher Rousseau, his book, The Origins of Inequality. He argued this, that in our original state, humans weren't sinful. We were noble savages. We existed in a state of innocence. And the reason for that, said Rousseau, is because there was no human society. But when humans began to organize themselves in societies, that bred conditions for our corruption and our wickedness. And this is core to all the software versions. We're fundamentally good, and it's only external factors that make us bad. So the sources of what's wrong with us are actually outside of us. And in the software account, what's wrong with us is basically bad social conditioning. This is messed with our programming, and we're victims of that. So in the famous nature-nurture debate, the explanation for what's wrong is very much on the nurture side. The reason I have an eating disorder, or why I'm an alcoholic, or I have the sex addiction, or why I have anger issues, it's in how I've been nurtured. My bad home environment, the friendship group that made me go off the rails. Now, of course, we need to acknowledge that our social environments do shape us in ways that are destructive. But the question we have to ask, does that fully account for what's wrong with us? Is it true that we're naturally good and just victims of bad programming, which makes us go wrong? Now, there's a remarkable story set back in the Second World War, which deals with this very matter. And it's written by a guy called Langdon Gilkey. And the book's called Shang Tun Compound, S-H-A-N-T-U-N-G. That's the name of the compound where is basically the name of a Japanese prisoner of war camp. And there were 2,000 foreign civilians who were incarcerated there. Now, this is one of the Japanese prisoner of war camps where there wasn't any torture. They just left the foreign civilians to run their own affairs with very limited food and space. And Langdon Gilkey is appointed as one of the leaders of the camp. And he's an ardent humanist who's committed to the view that humans are innately good. And his experience of Shang Tun completely shattered this view. He said nothing could be so totally in error that humans are innately good. And he says, the trouble with my new humanism, I found myself deciding, was not its confidence in human science and technology. It was rather its naive and unrealistic faith in the rationality and goodness of the men who wielded these instruments. So it's a remarkable read of someone who started with the software view, had a real life experience of humans in action, and said, oh boy, was I wrong. And I would say, as we observe human behavior, it really is very hard to uphold the software account. it's obvious there's something innately wrong with us. So that's the software account. Default to the good, external factors make us bad. What about the hardware account? How does this explain what's wrong with us? Well, this is a very different kind of explanation. This says our default, call it our state of nature, is to the bad. And the English philosopher Thomas Hobbes very much follows this line in his book, The Leviathan. He says, and the life of man is solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, animal-like, and short. Not a very optimistic view of human persons. Now, this viewpoint is the inescapable conclusion of naturalism. Within nature, everything works by what's known as Tennyson's law, red in tooth and claw, violence, self-interest. So the hardware account makes us brutish, so our default has a dark side. And within this kind of explanation for what's wrong, we have to look at the brain or our genetic composition to come up with the explanation of why we go rogue. So evil is basically how we're hardwired in our brains. So this locates what's wrong with us in our biology. The explanation for what's wrong with humans is a physiological one. Very much has a materialistic explanation. It's how nature and my biology has determined me. Now, this is the logic behind Richard Dawkins' selfish gene theory, the idea that we're hardwired to choose for self-interest, to promote our in-family gene pool. That's just how we're wired. Yuval Harari expresses this in his book, Homo Deus. He says, today when scholars ask why a man drew a knife and stabbed someone to death, answering, because he chose to, doesn't cut the mustard. Instead, geneticists and brain scientists provide a much more detailed answer. He did it to such and such electrochemical process in the brain that were shaped by a particular genetic makeup, which in turn reflect ancient evolutionary pressures coupled with chance mutations. That's typical of a hardware view for what's wrong with us. So the explanation for how and why we do bad things reduces sin, evil, to disease. Adultery, our anger issues are labeled like this. They're diseases. And that means the cure is medicalized. Now, again, there are some half-truths in this explanation. We all have personality traits, which in some way are written in to our hardware. These predispose us to certain behaviors which aren't good. But again, we ask, like the software, does this fully account for what's wrong with us? Now let's go on now to look at the biblical account. How does the biblical account address what's wrong with humans? Well, it actually cuts right across both of the accounts we've just looked at. It says, firstly, to the software account, no, there's no default to the good. There's a real darkness in every human person. And that can't be explained away by our environment. But then it looks at the hardware account and it says, no, we're not brutish, animal-like, as if the bad in us is written into our biology. No, as God's creations, there's something noble about us. And actually that is antecedent or prior to what's gone wrong with us. So what we have in the biblical account is a paradoxical view on what it means to be human. We are great enigmas. On the one hand, we're so noble, so wonderful, and simultaneously we're so broken and bent. Now, Francis Schaeffer puts these two together and talks about us being glorious ruins. So it's obvious there's something ruined about humanity, but in the ruin, there's lots of evidence of our nobility. Nothing removes that side of our humanity. So every human is this paradox of glory, of enchantment, and at the same time, brokenness and ruin. And the point is, neither side of this can be exaggerated too much, as long as we push them out together. You can't overstate our nobility because of the mystery of and wonder of our humanity. You also can't overstate our sin and ruin. Now, no one has championed this more than the French philosopher Blaise Pascal. Listen to how he puts it. What sort of freak then is man? How novel, how monstrous, how chaotic, how paradoxical, how prodigious. Judge of all things, feeble earthworm. Repository of truth, sink of doubt and error. The glory and refuse of the universe. You see the two sides reflected in that quote. And even when Pascal was focusing on the dark side of humanness, he called it the wretchedness of a great lord and the wretchedness of a dispossessed king. Now, the problem with the secular software account is that it doesn't take seriously enough our wretchedness, the wretchedness in us. And the problem with the hardware account, which is rooted in naturalism, is it doesn't take seriously enough our significance and our glory. And I think the genius of the biblical anthropology is that it explains both our glory and our wretchedness without exalting one above the other. So it roots our nobility, our glory, in being the image of God. That's how we were created. But it says, not only are we noble, we're also crooked. And this is a result of the fall. We've fallen from our original uncorrupted condition. So this is well summarized by the great Shakespeare in his play, Julius Caesar. The fault, where is it, dear Brutus, is not in our stars. The environment in our Gemini or whatever star sign you're under. No, it's in ourselves. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in our souls. So the problem is not ultimately due to social conditions, our environment, or to our brain chemistry. These might reflect symptoms of what's wrong. They're very real and, of course, very damaging. Some of us have brain makeup that predisposes us, say, to depression, and out of that, all kinds of behaviors. And some of us might come from terrible homes, the environment. This is very damaging. It has to be taken seriously. But the true cause of what's wrong is much more serious. It's in ourselves. It's in the human heart, which is twisted in on itself, curved in on itself, as Luther said. So what goes wrong with us, according to the Bible, goes to the very core of what we are. The crooked timber that Kant referred to is not our biology, it's right to the core of the self, the heart, our executive life center. And that's why the problem of what's wrong with humans is so deeply a personal matter. You can't just victimize yourself and say it's my environment that's the problem, or it's my brain chemistry. The Bible says no one can get away from the fact that the problem is me. That's the Bible's view of sin and what's wrong with us.